community teacher here at UW Albany, and I'm also the Director of Youth and Family Services. And I welcome you today for my very first talk. Any of you were here when I signed my LUT contract, but I stood here and I said, Reverend Crystal, even if you stand up in front of those people and talk, I'm going to quit.
Did you?
No. So, and she said to me a couple of weeks ago, she said, Jen, you're ready. I said, okay. So when she asked me to talk this morning, my first reaction was fear, absolute abject fear. What are we going to talk about? Tell me what to talk about. And she said, just talk about what you know. So here I am. And I could tell you my story, but it's a story that's been told by so many others that have stood here. You drift spiritually, you find unity, and you come home. So, you know, that's my story. But just for a moment, let me tell you how I found myself drifting in spiritual darkness. During my early teenage years in an all-girls Catholic school, I found my voice and a certain amount of cynicism and started to question the absolutism of the Catholic Church as the only one true religion. And if it didn't belong, you'd never get to heaven. I also couldn't wrap my head around the stories of the virgin birth, voices from the clouds, spoken by God, resurrection, and ascension. So I asked the question one day in class, and I was summarily dismissed. My cynicism grew, and I was done with anything that resembled organized religion. And it wasn't until my 50s that I walked into a Unity Center and heard about our elder brother in Wei Zhou. I always believed in the humanness of Jesus, and now it was affirmed in this funky church populated by cultural creatives living alternative lifestyles. This was home. So for the last 14 years, I've been on a quest to learn as much as I can about this Jesus, this Christ, this Jesus the Christ. So this morning I want to share with you who I discovered Jesus is and perhaps who he is not. So let me ask you, who here feels like they already know Jesus? Yay. Perhaps even has a living, alive, right now relationship with Jesus. Now let me ask you if there's anyone here who feels like they have no idea who Jesus is. Whose understanding is based on childhood stories they heard of the various parables as they sat in Sunday school. Or even worse, who have a negative concept of Jesus. My talk this morning will hopefully appeal to all of you and even challenge your notions about the Jesus story. Those of you who have a positive experience of Jesus may be challenged by whom he is not. And those of you who have a negative outlook may be challenged by who he is. And maybe you, like me, have gone through all of these experiences at one time or another. But my hope is that you will all be uplifted into a deeper understanding and appreciation of who Jesus can be to each of us right now in our lives. So let's start with perhaps who Jesus was not. And I say perhaps, because we all have to make our own decisions about this. So I'll start with a story, because stories are good. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, a very long time ago, there was a woman, and she was the divine virgin. She was the queen of heaven and earth. She gave birth to a son who was both human and divine. And he was called the shepherd of the people and the Lord of life. And he was beloved by the people because he taught them all sorts of good things and performed all sorts of miracles and healing. And they loved him so that they called him the king of the people. But in time, he was betrayed by a friend, and he was seized and taken and beaten. And he was sacrificed for the good of all, and he was called the sacrificial lamb. He died, and he descended into the underworld, and behind him, three women remained to mourn him. And they called him the shepherd who had loved the sheep. But with the help of the divine, he was resurrected, and he was reborn to become the judge and Lord of eternal life. Sound familiar? It's a Jesus story, right? Or is it? It might be surprising to learn that this is the story of the Samaritan goddess in Manna and her divine son. And this story is taken from sacred texts written 2,500 years before the birth of Jesus. And there are many more stories, the same archetypal stories that are told from about 3000 BCE throughout the Near East, and actually throughout the world up to the time that Jesus was born. A few examples are stories from Babylon, Canaan, Egypt, both ancient and Hellenistic Greece, from Anatolia, and the ones I just read from Samaria, right up to the story from Palestine, the story of Mary and Jesus. All the stories are essentially the same story of the divine son born of a virgin mother. It's a story of birth, death, and rebirth. Jesus, the central figure of Christianity, is the archetype of the universal hero, an archetype shared by all cultures, all religions, all civilizations throughout the ages. Is this surprising? It was news to me, and maybe for you too, because our church leaders have hidden this truth from us. And to think that I had to go to license UD teaching to find this out. Teachers at Unity, I learned the truth about the Jesus story, that most of the story is based on ancient mythology. And when I first learned for this, it affirmed for me what I already knew. And if the story, if the story of Jesus was shared by other civilizations, if it was just a continuation of a mythological of a universal archetype, the universal hero, did Jesus even exist? And the answer, thank God, is yes. This is vouched for by historians who had no attachment as to whether Jesus lived or not. Pliny, Tacitus, Suetonius, and Josephus make references in their historical works which proves indisputably that Jesus was an historical person. These accounts were not written by Christians who had a vested interest in verifying Jesus' existence. These accounts were written by objective observers and reporters of history. So the fact is that Jesus did live on this earth approximately 2,000 years ago. The Gospels fill in more information about Jesus' life, but keep in mind that the earliest Gospel, the one of Mark, was written about 40 years after Jesus is said to have been crucified. The three synoptic gospels have a core of consistency that Jesus' ministry started with his baptism by John the Baptist, that his ministry lasted 1 year in Galilee, that he journeyed to Jerusalem, stayed for a week, was arrested and crucified. Then, as the story goes, resurrected. It is believed by many Bible scholars that Jesus' early life, his birth, the Christmas stories, and his flight to Egypt were added later by followers who wanted to establish his divinity. Archaeology continues to uncover artifacts that point to the existence of a man called Jesus. This was important to me because it gives irrefutable proof of his existence. And for those of you who know me, know that I'm a Bible archaeology scholar. Once I knew the validity of Jesus as a living, breathing human, I needed to reconcile all the lessons I learned about Jesus the Christ. Was Jesus the divine Son, born of a virgin? And was he even divine? And where does the concept of the Christ come from? In Mark, I read, as Jesus spoke to his disciples, who do the people say I am? Some say you are the baptizer, they said. Others say Elijah. Still others say one of the prophets. He then asked, and you, what are you saying about me? Who am I? And Peter gave the answer, you are Christ, the Messiah. This is the introduction to the concept of Jesus as the Christ principle. So who or what is the Christ? Simply stated, I have learned that Christ is a word that comes from the Greek word roots and means anointed. Kings and rulers were anointed at their coronation. Priests are anointed at their ordination. Anointing is believed to confer a special character on the soul. It could be said that all souls are anointed in that unity teaches that all persons are born with the Christ nature. The Christ is our divine consciousness. Jesus is the manifestation of that divine consciousness. Some Christians see the embodiment of the Christ principle in Jesus occurring at the resurrection. I believe it comes much sooner. At the baptism by John the Baptist, when Jesus realizes his Christ nature. This was what we know as the start of his ministry and the beginning of his modeling of the Christ principles. And Reverend Crystal, in her talks over the last couple of weeks, has referred to the baptism of Jesus and his trials and tribulations in the wilderness, where he demonstrated his Christ nature as he went up against Satan. I have learned that we all have Christ's principle embodied in us at different levels. We all have the potential to become as Jesus was. In John, I read as Jesus is teaching his disciples, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing and will do even greater works than me. And then in the second principle of unity, we read that we are spiritual beings created in God's image. The Spirit of God lives within each person. Therefore, all people are inherently spiritual and good. And again in John, I read one of the final prayers of Jesus before his crucifixion. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, May they also be in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. I also read these words of Moses that Jesus says to the Sadducees, the priestly class, after they ask, what is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul. Love him with all your mind and with all your strength. And here is the second law. Love your neighbor as yourself. This golden rule is repeated more or less in every religion in the world. I read compassion in this and love and a sense of mission, the mission of Jesus to help mankind to know their Christ essence. The theology of unity is based on the message of Jesus, the humanity of Jesus, and the soul and heart of Jesus. The revealing word, Charles Fillmore's Metaphysical Dictionary of Common Words, defines Christ as the perfect word or idea of God. Fillmore believed Jesus still lives in the spiritual ethers of this world and is in constant contact with those who raise their thoughts to him in prayer. I see this as the Christ consciousness that swirls around us just we just reach out and to it and grab it. So this is what I learned, and this is what I know in my heart. I believe Jesus existed. He lived as a human being 2,000 or so years ago. This is borne out through archaeology and anecdotal references in ancient writings. I believe Jesus was the greatest lover of mankind to walk the earth. I believe that through his love, he realized his own Christ consciousness. I believe that through his ministry, he showed us the way back home to God. I believe that I and all of us can access his guidance and instruction through prayer and meditation. I know that I have Christ within and the potential to be just as he was. My journey continues and will only end when I am restored to oneness with both his presence and the presence of God. And so I say namaste. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you. Interpretations of the Jesus story. If you haven't done that before, it's pretty cool.